Ya amin'ny maraina ity mikasika ny fahitana fitiavana amin'Andriamanitra.
And walking in covenant with God.
Sin fiarahana mandeha amin'ny fifanekena amin'Andriamanitra.
And I'm going to just tell you 10 things that you benefit from when you walk with God.
Dia ilaza zavatra anankifolo aminareo hoe azahoanareo tombony rehefa miara-mandeha amin'Andriamanitra nareo.
Being in covenant with God comes with promises.
Le hoe ao anatin'ny fanekena miaraka amin'Andriamanitra tonga miaraka amin'ny fampanantenana izany.
And maybe you're not a Christian.
Angamba mety hoe tsy kristianina ianao.
You should think about that you could have these things in your life.
Dia afaka mieritreritra an'ilay izy ianao hoe ianao koa afaka nianana an'izany ao anatin'ny fiainanao.
When you get God, you get Him in your favor, He is for you.
Ramazo n'Andriamanitra nao de mahazo azy nao hoe momba nao izy.
And he actively seeks to bless you.
Ary izy ny etsika ataony de mikatsaka ny hitay anao.
And we resist His blessing because we just want to sometimes rebel against Him.
De toeritsika le fitahiny satria tsika indraindray te hanohitra anazy.
And other times we get discouraged because life is hard and maybe we're a Christian and we're trying but it's still tough.
Then indray tsika kiv satria hoe mafy ny fiainana de tsika mety hoe kristianina nefa tsika mafy le izy.
God is still good to us.
Mbola tsara amintsika foana Andriamanitra.
Even when we're going through something tough we should know God is good to us.
Ien fana de mandalo zavatsarotra tsika de tokony ho fantatsika hoe tsara amintsika Andriamanitra.
So let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Father, may your word speak to us this morning.
Rayo, iteny aminay any ny tenao amin'ity maraina ity.
Encourage our hearts.
Ampaherezo ny fonay.
We need more of you.
Tena mila anao bebe kokoa izay.
Open our eyes to see.
Te sokafo ny masonay mba hahita.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
So when God calls people into covenant, He gives them an offer.
Rehefa miantso ny olona hifanao fanekena amin'ny Andriamanitra dia misy offer ataony.
Abraham, the father of our faith.
Abraham izay rainy finoantsika.
When God met with him, he said, "Come with me."
Rehefa niona tamin'ny Andriamanitra dia hoy izy hoe, "Andao hiaraka amiko."
You can go read about it in Genesis 12 sometime.
Afaka vakinareo ilay izy any amin'ny Genesis toko faharoa ambin'ny folo ary efa misy fotoana ny manaraka.
And Abraham up till that point was, he knew nothing about God. He was a pagan.
Dia talohany io Abraham tsy nahafantatra an'Andriamanitra mihitsy izy fa gentilisa.
He was an idol worshipper.
Tena hoe mpanompo samby izy.
And God called him and said to him, "I'm going to bless you."
Dia nantsoin'Andriamanitra izy dia hoy izy hoe, "Izaho hitay anao."
And from that time on, we see in the Old Testament there all these offers of blessing.
Tena nanomboka teo hitantsika any amin'ny testamenta taloha nisy fitahina be dia be izay natolotra.
If you walk with God with all your heart.
Hoe raha miara mandeha amin'Andriamanitra mifonao ray manontolo ianao.
And that part of it is important. You had to walk with a commitment.
Dia izay apahan'izay tena zava-dehibe izay hoe mila miara mandeha amin'ny fanokana tena ianao.
You're saying, "God, I'm choosing you above everything else."
Hozy izy ianao Andriamanitra izaho mifidy anao ambony ny zavatra rehetra.
And the people that did that, they experienced God's favor.
Dia ny olona izay nanao an'izany dia manandalotra ikefany amin'ilay hoe fahitany fity eo amin'Andriamanitra.
We see David.
Hitantsika David.
And he writes in the Psalms.
Dia nanoratra izy any amin'ny Psalm.
He says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul."
Hozy izy hoe dia raina ny Andriamanitra ary fanahiko.
"And all my inner being praise His holy name."
Sis rehetra ato anatiko ato miterana anarana na hoe misaora ny anarana.
"Praise the Lord, O my soul."
Hozy izy hoe dia rao ny tompo ry fanahiko.
You tell yourself you must praise God.
Ianao mihitsy izany no miteny amin'ny tenanao hoe tsy maintsy midera an'Andriamanitra ianao.
It's a decision sometimes.
Tena hoe fanapaha-kevitra ilay izy indraindray.
It doesn't just happen spontaneously, automatically.
Tsy hoe tonga tampotampoka eo ilay izy na hoe miditra ho azy eo.
You make a decision, say, "I'm going to praise God."
Fa ianao mihitsy no manapa-kevitra hoe izaho hidera an'Andriamanitra.
And maybe inside you could even be a bit discouraged.
Mety hoe ny ao anatinao mety kivikivy.
And you say, I'm going to praise God.
You
speak to your soul. You say, praise the Lord, O my soul.
And then
David says, forget not all his
benefits.
Maybe you forgot the benefits of God. Or if you don't know God, maybe you don't know how many benefits He gives us. And then David lists a few of these benefits. But I decided to make my own list. As I was just preparing this message, I started to think, what does God do for me? I
want to
remember the great things that He offers. So many of us, it's like, oh, am I doing enough for God? No, you aren't. None of us can do enough for God. But stop for a moment and see what He's done for you. And then you will praise Him. And you'll even be freed from thinking, I have to do something for God in order to benefit. And when I look at the Old Testament saints and what they were finding in God, when they walked with Him, He gave them victory. They would go out into battle and win. That's like you passing all your exams. If you're a student, they still had to fight. You still have to study. But God helps you. Or if they were farming, God multiplied their herds and their crops. If you're in business, God can come alongside you.
And
little by little, He moves you forwards. When you walk with Him intentionally with all your heart. And I see all these blessings and I think, surely it's better for us in the New Testament. God can't possibly offer us less in the better covenant. There's even more for us. So I thought, what do we receive when we walk with God? And as you sit here, this is for you. As you leave here, you think, these are the things God is going to do for me.
Reva yeto pipetrahany eto enao dia ho anao izany zavatra izany. Reva mandeha miala eto enao dia izy enao hoe reto avy ilay zavatra ataon'Andriamanitra ho anahy.
If you turn to God, if you say, God, I want to walk with you,
ramteny enao hoe Andriamanitra izahay ara mandeha aminao.
Forgiveness for sin. That's the first one. At the price that Jesus paid, you will find forgiveness anytime you repent. Doesn't matter how many times you sinned or how recently you
sinned.
If you turn to God today in repentance, He will give you forgiveness.
Colossians 1
verse 14, it says, in Christ we have redemption and forgiveness of sins.
Ooh,
if it's in Christ.
Au am Christi.
When you go to the shop that sells bread, there should be bread there.
Ramid tao am fivarotana mpivarotra mofo enao a, dia tokony hisy mofo ao.
There isn't always.
Dendrets de misy.
But in Christ there is always forgiveness.
Fa ao am Christi kosa misy famelankeloka foana.
You turn to him and he will have the capacity to give you forgiveness.
Rehefa mitodika any aminy ianao, izy manana an'ilay fahafahana manome anao famelankeloka.
And because your sins are removed,
dia satria nesorina iala ny fahotanao,
there's no more punishment of death for you.
Dia tsy misy fanasaziana ny amin'ny fahafatesana intsony ho anao.
So as a bonus, you receive eternal life.
Dia mahazo tombony izany ianao na bonus, mahazo fiainana mandrakizay.
You become a Christian and you start to live in eternal life.
Lasa kristianina ianao dia manomboka miaina fiainana maharitra mandrakizay.
Because the death sentence has been removed.
Satria le vokatra azo noho ny amin'ny fahotana, noho ny amin'ny fahafatesana efa nesorina ny ala.
So I will never die.
Ka izaho izany dia tsy ho faty na oviana na oviana.
My body will die.
Le vatako ho faty.
But absent from the body means present with the Lord from life to life.
Fa raha hoe rehefa tsy ao amin'ilay vatana intsony ianao no dikan'izay dia mankany amin'ny tompo ianao izany, izany hoe avy ao amin'ny fiainana anankiray mankao amin'ilay fiainana iray.
So I will not actually die. This body will die, but my spirit will go to be with him. It will not die.
Ka za zany raha tena izy dia tsy hoe maty a, ny vatako no faty fa ny fanahiko kosa dia ho any amin'ny fiainana mandrakizay.
So I laugh at death.
Za zany me amin'ny fahafatesana. Satria ny fahafatesana tsy afaka manao na inona na inona.
Now, I don't laugh about dying. I'm not looking forward to the physical pain.
Za kory tsy me amin'ilay hoe maty a, za tsy hoe miandrandra, za hoe tsy androko ny hahatongavana amin'ilay fahorian'ny vatana.
I'm not looking forward to suffering.
Za tsy miandrandra an'izany hoe hijaly angiry firy.
But when the suffering is over, I am alive, not dead.
Fa rehefa tapitra kosa ilay fangiry firiana dia velona fa tsy maty.
I'm with the Lord.
Miaraka amin'ny Tompo a.
I today know I have eternal life because my sins have been forgiven.
Androany dia efa manana fiainana mandrakizay satria efa voavelany eloko.
So as you get older,
dia rehefa hoe miantitra ianao,
you don't have to get fearful.
Tsy mila hoe raiky tahotra be.
You have an expectation.
Fa manana fiandrandrana ianao.
Thirdly,
fahatelo,
there's a place prepared for us.
Misy toerana omanina ho antsika.
In John chapter 14,
any amin'ny Jaona toko faefatra ambin'ny folo,
Jesus says, in my Father's house there are many mansions.
Hozy izy Jesosy hoe ao an-tranony raiko misy fitoerana maro.
So by Father's house he means like in God's dynasty and his empire.
Izany hoe le hoe ao an-tranony raiko a, ao amin'ilay fanjakan'Andriamanitra le empirany.
In his kingdom.
Ao amin'ny fanjakany.
In God's house.
Ao
an-tranon'Andriamanitra. There are many mansions.
Misy fitoerana maro.
And I'm going to prepare one for you.
Dia andeha hanamboatra anankiray ho anao, hanomana anankiray ho anao.
How many of you have tried all your life to buy or build a house?
Firy aminareo no efa niezaka nandritra ny fiainanao hoe mba hividy trano na hoe hanangana trano?
Who ever came up to you and said, hey, just stop it. I'm going to make you a mansion and just give it to you.
Iza nefa niteny taminareo izy, ajanony any izany fa zana namboatra trano be ny dikany hoe mansion, le hoe le fitoerana ngeda be ho anao.
Not on earth.
Tsy mbola nisy nanao izany teto ambony tany.
No one ever came to me and said, hey, here, I have a house for you.
Tsy mbola nisy niteny anahy, hey, you misy trano ho anao.
Most of us, when we're students, we battle to find just a room, let alone a house.
Indraindray ary le tamin'ilay mbola mpianatra fa sahirana be vao mahazo efitrano anankiray.
And Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a mansion for you.
Jesosy anefa niteny hoe zaho hanamboatra fitoerana na le hoe toerana ngeza be ho anao.
Which means a place for eternity.
Dikan'izay dia hoe toerana maharitra mandrakizay.
That I will belong.
Izany hoe ao a anisany a ankoatrany hoe an'ilay ao a.
It'll be mine.
Ho anahy ilay izy.
And I'll be next door to my friends.
Dia za lasa mpifanila bodirindrina namako.
Some of you. the ones who are saved.
And
we'll have the greatest street party worshiping God together.
And
Jesus said he's taking us there.
Jesus
He said, I'm coming back for you. He gives us a place. Fourthly, we have access to God. The moment Jesus died, it's in Matthew
27,
it says this, he gave up his spirit. Means he died. That's as that moment your sins were on him. And then it says, at that moment the curtain of the temple was torn. Instantly God said, your sins have been dealt with. Come, you can come into my presence.
So
today, if you're a Christian, the Father says, my presence is open to you. You don't have to be afraid of God hiding away from Him. You say, God, I want to come close. God says, come. You're not a stranger.
2, 3, 4, 5.
The fifth one. You're adopted into God's family. Galatians 3:26. It says, you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, our earthly families, they're wonderful and they're terrible. We love our parents, but we hate them sometimes. They make mistakes, we make mistakes. The earthly family is meant to be beautiful and glorious because it's representing this plan of God. But sin came and messed it all up. And God's saying, I've always planned a perfect family for you to belong to. And it's his family. Where even grown-ups with grey hair can be children cared for by a loving
father.
Some of the men here, you have to carry this responsibility on earth. Caring for others. And the moms caring and caring for children. Always carrying a load. But what God says is, I'm going to be your father, I'm going to carry you. And we get old and we try to be brave. But there's a child in us that needs a father. Are you the oldest person in this room? I could look around and point you out. There's a child in you that needs a father. And God says, I am that father for you. We adopted into his family.
It's
number six. We have Jesus praying for us. In Hebrews, Jesus is depicted as this great high priest. And he makes intercession for the saints. And he's a perfect high priest. So Hebrews tells us that he is able to save completely. It says such a high priest as Jesus meets our needs. The priest used to have to go and perform sacrifices in order to make God pleased. But Jesus has done the perfect job as a priest. Hebrews tells us earthly priests died. But Jesus lives forever to stand for you. He prays for us. He represents us. He advocates for us. Now I've seen people, they sometimes want a blessing from the pastor or one of the elders, somebody more spiritual than them in their mind. I have no problem with the privilege of praying for someone else. But I know I'm just a man. No more holy or spiritual than you. Every bit of holiness that I need is from Jesus. The righteousness is from Jesus. And so is your righteousness from Jesus if you're a Christian. And now when you think, I need someone to pray for me, I wish I could just call the pastor. I want to tell you, the one the pastor calls, you can call.
Because
I need someone to pray for me. And it's Jesus. I need him. And when you think about what the Bible teaches, it says that we are all priests and he is our high priest and he lives to intercede for us. Call on his name. He's already standing for you. Jesus is praying for us. Can you imagine the power of those prayers? The perfect Son of the Father God, and he stands before the Father and pleads our case. Next, we have a comforter who is always with us. The Old Testament guys never had this deal.
Rsariotanam testalmeta talutanen etsinananan sane.
This is for us.
Fawatik san.
This is a new covenant blessing.
San de fitayina tiam fanekena fofau.
And Jesus said, I'll ask the Father and he'll give you another counselor to be with you forever.
Uzis Jesus san gatakamraya teiza andefa panultsaina wanareoa zayarakam nareoa mandrakzai.
The Holy Spirit.
Nfanai masen.
God himself in spirit form.
Andriamanitra tenan mihitsy a araka ny otriny hoe fana.
Third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit.
Lay a persona fahatelo ny Trinite den fanahy masina.
Is with you forever.
Miaraka aminao mandrakzay.
That means when you hear somebody trying to break into your house. On the inside with you is the Holy Spirit. He will never desert you. We might go through hard times. But we don't go alone.
Kanef tsiket manderery.
What a comfort.
Oh, I tena mapionina be zany.
And so he is called the comforter.
De antsoina izy hoe mpampionina.
He is called the counselor.
Tenenina koa izy hoe mpanolotsaina.
He is a guide.
Mpitaridalana.
He gives you wisdom, he leads you.
Manome faendrena anao izy, mitarika anao izy.
He encourages you on the inside.
Mampaherena ao anatiny ao izy.
The Holy Spirit lives in every true believer.
Ny fanahy masina dia miaina ao anatin'ny kristianina marina tsirairay avy.
So sometimes I don't just say, oh soul, why so downcast within me? I say, oh Holy Spirit within me, won't you have a talk to my soul? And tell my soul to get happy. Because I don't want to be down. I have the Spirit of God inside of me. Working from the inside out. The odds are in your favor. If there was chances involved, this is everything's lining up to do you good.
Sanwe mumba nao izy raha misy zavatra be da be milahatra eo a izy eo a anao soanao.
God set all this up to be able to pour out blessing upon blessing.
Tena hoe ataon'Andriamanitra ireny retraretra ireny a mba androtsahany fitahina makany amin'ny fitahina.
So eighthly,
fahavalo,
we grow, God grows fruit within us, the fruit of the Spirit. See, God said if we abide in Him, we bear fruit. So many of us are working. But this is different. This is a benefit of having God in your life. He produces fruit. That's why Galatians tells us it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit in me, just being there, starts to generate fruit. You've heard of that fruit, love, joy, peace. Patience. Kindness. Goodness. Faithfulness. Gentleness and self-control. Those things actually God grows in the life of a Christian. All you have to do is abide in Him. Now for me, that abiding is the thinking consciously, God, you are my God. It's the opposite of working It's like leaning back into God and saying, I'm going to rest upon you. Holy Spirit, work within me. He does. Nothing on earth works like that. This is wonderful. On earth, when you want to achieve fruitfulness, you got to farm hard. Hard work farming. But God says, just abide in me. Behind the scenes, I'm cooperating with God. That's the attitude of heart. I'm not running off into sin and then expecting good fruit. But I don't have to run into slavery to good works. I have to run into God. I lean upon Him. And the Holy Spirit bears fruit within me. Number 9, we have access to the throne of grace. In Hebrews 4:16, it says, let us then approach the throne of grace. With confidence. Now, you know what a throne is? It's the seat of the king. It means the king is seated on a throne. And it says we should approach confidently. And when we need grace, the way is open. Do you need mercy? You will receive mercy. This is the invitation of the gospel. Come and access it because Jesus made the way open. And lastly, I'm sure there are many more, but in my list, this is number 10. God even rewards us for what we do in the body. You do something good, He notices and rewards you. You made a hard choice to honor God. God sees it and He acknowledges you. He will reward, He will commend, He will honor. The Bible says He puts a crown on you. You have, most of us, we don't have a clue what that means, but God Himself is going to honor us for honoring Him. So who are you going to honor in your life? Honor God and He will reward you. My conclusion, we should be the happiest people in the world.
Amen.
Even under the suffering of this earth, even living in the brokenness of a sinful world,
fitiavana ya katsaka anatratranao.
He is pursuing you.
Manenjika anao izy.
Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
Ary ny fahasoavana sy ny fahatsarana rehetra sy ny famindrapoa dia tena naraka anatikoa amin'ny androm-piainako rehetra.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Ary toetra ho atranon'ny Tompo, atranon'Andriamanitra mandrakizay ako.
Wonderful. That's the God we serve.
Izany ny ilay Andriamanitra tompontsika.
If you don't know him,
raha tsy mahafantatra azy ianao,
just ask him to come and live in your heart.
Te angatao izy hoe tongava midira.
Just say,
miainato anatin'ny foko.
Just say, Jesus, I want you.
Mitenena fotsiny Jesosy, za ko mila anao.
I don't want my sin.
Za tsy mila ny fahotako.
I turn away from it, I turn to you, Jesus.
Fa tena hoe hitodika hialany amin'izany ako, fa hitodika mankany aminao Jesosy.
Forgive me.
Mamelana eloko.
I choose you, God.
Mifidy anao Andriamanitra.
And he comes for you.
Ary dia tena ho tonga tokoa izy ho anao.
With all these blessings.
Miaraka amin'ireo fitahiana rehetra rehetra ireo.
Let's pray.
Ndaotsika hivavaka.
Father, we don't want to forget the benefits that you bring.
Raha io tsy tianay ho adinoina ireo tombontsoa rehetra rehetra izay hoentinao.
You're amazing, God.
Tena mahatalanjona ianao Andriamanitra.
Your love is amazing.
Ny fitiavanao tena mahatalanjona.
Your mercy is amazing.
Tena mahagaga koa ny famindramponao.
Your grace is amazing.
Ny fahasoavanao koa tena mahagaga be.
Thank you.
Misaotra.
Thank you for who you are.
Misaotra ny amahinao anao.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.